Exactly the bottom of the 10 o'clock hour, and welcome to a Friday edition of the Mornings with Ed show. I have been looking forward to this performance. Oh my God, since the moment Erica, by the way, great job scoring them, Erica, our music director. They are playing the Beach Life Festival tomorrow in Redondo Beach, but of course, we've got them first. Julia, Jake, and Rob are the Foxies. We're going to get a few songs from them in the live room. The first one up is Summer Never Dies. Do me a favor and please welcome the amazing The Foxies.
Ice cold, heart in a cage, hasn't beat since 98. I tiptoe like everybody's frozen, so cut me open, won't you cut me open? We can never be friends again, friends again. So rest in peace to you and me, bittersweet the memories in history. Cause tonight I'm taking my chances, black light, tongue-tied romance. In no time we're stuck in this moment. Summer never dies when I'm with you. Pink skies in your eyes, I'm helpless. I know you're my weakness. No time we're stuck in this moment. Summer never dies when I'm with you. Don't do it twice. I can't help when the wrong feels right. So I tiptoe like everybody's watching. Heat waves don't come around often. We can never be friends again, friends again. So rest in peace to you and me, bittersweet the memories in history. Cause tonight I'm taking my chances, black light, tongue-tied romance. In no time we're stuck in this moment. Summer never dies when I'm with you. Pink skies in your eyes, I'm helpless. I know you're my weakness. No time we're stuck in this moment. Summer never dies when I'm with you. Summer never dies. Summer never. Summer never dies. Summer never dies when I'm with you. I come alive. Summer never dies when I'm with you. I come alive. Taking my chances, black light, tongue-tied romance. In no time we're stuck in this moment. Summer never dies when I'm with you. Pink skies in your eyes, I'm helpless. I know you're my weakness. No time we're stuck in this moment. Summer never dies when I'm with you. Summer never dies. Summer never dies.
Well, that was fun. Thanks, Ed. We're the Foxies. We're with Ed in the KXFM Laguna Beach studio, and we're going to play a couple more for you guys. That was Summer Never Dies. Mm-hmm. This next one is going to be our next single, actually. It's called Know Better.
Time, I think that I slept too late again. I try but I can't escape this hammer in my head. So I'm running away. Show you how fast I can go. Put
on my big kid's shoes, but I can't get out of bed. No, I can't get out of bed. Any day now, I could find a simple kind of life, and down the drain this kind of weather, 'cause I'm still waiting to know better. Scream out open wide if it gives me peace of mind, 'cause I may got myself together, but I'm still waiting to know better. Ticking the time, waiting for 6 p.m. Oh, like I got a place to be or somewhere I don't know. So how many days, how many revolutions, what will it take to show me that I've finally grown? Any day now, I could find a simple kind of life, and down the drain this kind of weather, 'cause I'm still waiting to know better. Scream out open wide if it gives me peace of mind, 'cause I may got myself together, but I'm still waiting to know better. No better. Open all the spinning doors to finally find out what they're for. I'm walking in a crooked line to see if I was left behind. Any day now, I could find a simple kind of life, and down the drain this kind of weather, 'cause I'm still waiting to know better. Scream out open wide if it gives me peace of mind, 'cause I may got myself together, but I'm still waiting to know better. I may got myself together, but I'm still waiting to know better, know better.
First time we ever played that one. Thanks, Ed. That's a first looky-looky at No Better. We're a band called the Foxies from Nashville, Tennessee. And this last song that we're going to do for you is called Good Try. It's off our debut album back in September that we released. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Give it all away, drink another day, sitting in a lonely headache. Take your medicine, sinking in your skin, hoping you'll be better than you've been. Taking another empty train, it's bound for nowhere, outer space. Yeah, you like to run away, 'cause it's easy. It's easier every time. You don't know how to start, so you pick a new ending, day or night. You wake and you walk again and again, but hey, you're fine. Good try. In the mirror again, saying hey. Habits to complain,
looking for a face, someone you can fall in love with. Hey, who are you now? Who were you then? Why does it always look the same? Taking another empty train, it's bound for nowhere out of space. Yeah, you like to run away, 'cause it's easy, it's easier every time. You don't know how to start, so you pick a new ending, day or night. You wake and you walk again and again, but hey, you're fine. Good try. In the mirror again, saying hey, you're fine. Good try.
The band is the Foxies. That's Julia, Jake, and Rob. That was Good Try off of their latest album, Who Are You Now? Who Were You Then? We're going to find out who they are and who they were in just a couple of minutes. They're going to step into the studio for a live conversation. Once again, the Foxies. Looking forward to this conversation coming up. I cannot be happier that we have this band in studio with us, the Foxies, Julia, Jake, and Rob. After an amazing live set, they join us for some kumquats this morning. A very good morning. How are you guys doing?
Great. We're so happy to be here with you. Well,
I can't tell you how great it is, first of all, to have a band come in, set up really quick, and you're ready to ball. You guys are ballers. Yeah, that's what it is, man.
The playoffs, baby.
Yeah. It is.
Well, you made it very easy on us, too, though, so thank you.
Aw, shucks. Aw, shucks. First of all, you are playing tomorrow at the Beach Life Festival in Redondo Beach. Thank you, first of all, for making the time for us.
Of course.
And I know you got a gig tomorrow. And so is that a hectic setup? Is it hectic when you have to do a festival and then you're expected to do radio beforehand?
You know, once you go through LAX, right. you're ready for anything, baby.
Yeah.
You're ready for it.
I mean, it's been great. I think we're all just glad that we get to come here, meet you, play some songs, make a new friend.
All right.
Because we're fans of you. So.
And make a new fan. Well, you've made a new fan, new friend, man. Man, I'm not kidding. I'm sold. I'm in.
Oh,
I'm buying
you.
It. And now that so the last song I played, the studio song I played as you were walking in, that's gonna be your wedding song?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was totally lying, but I was like, if I ever do get married to Timothée Chalamet, right. I mean, maybe. Who knows?
It'd be such a vain song for him to want to play.
And, you know, I'm thinking it would, wouldn't it?
Who knows? Who knows? Who knows what he'll want? So I'm manifesting it right now.
All right. So so the trip from Nashville, right? So you came directly from Nashville, or did we make a couple of stops on the way here?
Directly from Nashville. Flew in yesterday and did that. So
we're ready for you at Beach Life.
Thank
a lot of our listeners are going. I've got our intrepid reporter Lisa Farber on the way there now. She's going to stop by and say hello, by the way.
Cool.
The very first song we heard, Summer Never Dies.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Summer Never Dies was written on Zoom with Sean Silverman, Jordan Topp, who goes by Windsor.
Okay.
And me and Jake on Zoom as well. And Jordan comes in with this like cool little vocal melody for the chorus. Right. And then we were all like, I think this is a really dope song. We showed it to Rob and he put his amazing drum parts on it and right. did all that fun stuff and bedazzled it with his drumming techniques. Yeah. And
I only spoke for what, 30 to 60 seconds afterwards in between sets in this. And Rob, it occurs to me that you've got some technical know-how, if I may.
I definitely am the techie of the group, that's for sure. Production all across the board.
Okay. And the writing of the music generally? Who's it? Are you all? Is it a collaborative effort as you write?
It's mainly Jake and Julia.
Okay.
And then the latter half is, you know, all of us in the studio really making it, you know, foxifying the track, we like to say.
I like the term foxifying.
You have to do it. I mean, like, we'll start a track or we'll start a song with a co-writer or something, and then we have to bring it to Rob because if we don't, it won't have that foxy polish on top.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Foxy polish.
Foxy polish.
I like that. I got some on my toes as we sing it right now.
Stores near you.
Foxy polish. You know, you could actually sell foxy polish. Oh my God. There we go. Some more swag. It's foxy polish.
Put it on the merch list.
Let's do it right there.
Do we just take someone else's nail polish and just rebrand it as foxy polish?
That's exactly what we do.
Yeah. Just throw a little glitter in there, shake it.
That's all we gotta do.
Foxified it.
That's what Aquafina did with their water, man.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
I guess everyone really did that with their water.
Yeah,
just a different bottle.
Just here, have some Arrowhead. No, it's Aquafina now, man. So the album that came out in September, Who Are You Now and Who Were You Then?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I love that.
Oh,
I absolutely love that. And obviously, it's just came out last September. Mm-hmm. Are we working on a new project? Are we putting together a second album? Or
I'm not really sure. I don't think we're sure necessarily how it's going to be packaged. We're still writing songs, but we're going to the studio next week to work on like two or three songs.
Mm-hmm.
So we're definitely working on whatever the next wave of stuff is.
Is there a studio of preference for you? Or do you like to try different studios with different producers? Or how does that work?
We've definitely used the primary like recording studios. Been our buddies at Sienna Studios in Nashville, which is where we've been recording. Great team over there. So
But speed dated studios many a time.
Yeah, all of Timothy Chalamet was recorded at my house.
Yeah.
So we do a lot of stuff out of my house, and then we work with, like Julia said, we usually write our songs with somebody in Nashville or in LA who's got a studio set up, and they'll co-produce it with us. Mm-hmm. Right. And a lot of stuff that's from these original demo sessions makes its way onto the record.
Right.
So I think there's this, like, sometimes it's one studio, sometimes it's four studios on one song. It just kind of depends on what the schedule is.
We pivot, we adapt, we're little chameleons.
You know what? And here's the thing I love the most about you. Zero pretension with this band. There is zero pretension and all skill, man. That's why I called you ballers, I swear.
Thank you. Thanks,
that's what it is, man. There's not just the love of the great music you're putting out, but wow, these are cool people and they know where they are, man.
Thank you so much.
I love that. That's feet on the ground.
That means a lot.
Oh, no, it means a lot to me. Trust me. When you make an album, like Who Are You Now and Who Were You Then, and you have to leave a song off, what's that choice like? What goes into that decision-making? Is there a lot of...
Well, that's actually funny because we, for certain, are going to release a record, and it's going to be this album, and it's going to have three songs that didn't make it to the album, because I think we had 30 songs that we were choosing from originally.
Oh. Yeah.
And we sat in many of meetings, brainstorming, a lot of hurt feelings from me. songs that weren't cut, you know, like, and thank God it's making out of the record.
It's very interesting because it's always so hard to appease to everybody when you all have, you know, really awesome songs that you're super stoked about.
Right.
Yeah. And we want to make everybody happy, but what it boils down to is truly what is the best for this body of work right now. And that doesn't mean the songs that go on to Song Mountain are never going to be seen or heard.
Sure. Right.
It's just, that's a beautiful song, but there will be a time for it later. It's hard to pick the great ones, but usually they just pick themselves.
Yeah, it's easy. The choice is easy when one song is better than another song, and we all agree that's an easy choice, or most of us agree that song is better than that. Right. But it's hard when these two are great. One of these is right for this record. Right. One of these is just not right for the rest of it. That it just kind of stings a little bit. I mean, it's funny when we argue about it because I'm like, I mean, I wrote those songs. Like, I like them all.
Right.
It's just kind of like, You got to sort of put it through whatever filter that, you know, thankfully none of us created. We created it as a one, as one thing.
Right.
Yeah. What's best for the world at this point, yeah, you know, this world.
We can also shout out the Discord family. Mm-hmm. We've got a really great Discord community of our like core fans, and we do utilize them for information. We put a lot of demos out on our Discord. So if you are not on Discord, please sign up and join the Foxy family. We've released demos that we are just thinking about, and we ask mm-hmm. everyone's feelings on it. And, you know, we try to see what they gauge, and because sometimes we're too close, so we'd like to hear what our fans yeah. want,
right.
and really just trying to give back to that community as well. You know, because we can't do what we do without them. So
yeah.
get on Discord.
Right. As much as I liked you before, I like you more now. My God, that's the coolest thing in the world. I love that. So as you're writing music, is there ever yeah. a time where you think, my God? And I know that the key to attract an audience and the key to, or people like me, fans, the key to attract us is to connect with us. So as you're writing music, is there ever a time where you think, my God, this is just so personal. This is just way too much me. I'm revealing too much about my soul here. And then and maybe pull back a little bit. Does that ever happen? Or
personally, no.
No,
I think,
not.
I honestly think, because I was talking to the guys about this yesterday, that like, I am so bad at communicating my emotions and my feelings, but when I'm writing it out in the song, right. it's so much easier for me. So being able to paint that picture and work those words to make a beautiful painting, I mean, it's so much easier. So I feel like if you're an artist and you're a songwriter, an artist in general, and you feel like you need to pull yourself back, you got to recheck yourself, because that's right. you're expressing yourself. So yeah. if you limit it, I mean, you're not going to fully express yourself.
Beautifully stated.
That's a dream for me. Like, if I'm working with an artist, even if it's the singer in my band, and she doesn't have a block of what she wants to share or reveal, like, that's just one less thing that I have to worry about, we have to worry about as collaborators.
Right.
She's going to go there? Okay, great. Now we can just make it awesome. We don't have to worry about being honest or being, yeah, too or not enough revealing or personal. It's like, there's no blockage there. Cool. Now we can just make great stuff.
Right. You do have to be comfortable, though. You right. have to be very comfortable with who you're working with and comfortable in yourself to take that chance to be completely vulnerable. And there are some things that I don't talk about, but not because I don't want to. It's just because it's not the time yet.
Right.
So.
Okay. Beautifully stated, by the way, by the both of you there. So the instrument, the musicianship of the band, fantastic musicianship. I want to talk to you about your instrument and that voice, first of all. And it's magnificent. And I wonder often when a singer has a great voice, when did that confidence to go, yeah, I'm going public with this thing. You know, I can sing in public. When did that happen?
Well, I mean, I was born and I grew up. Everybody was born.
Not yet.
We were born.
I was hatched, actually.
I was hatched, you know? Out of an egg. I grew up around music ever since I can remember. And then when I was 8 years old, I told my parents that I wanted to do the school talent show and sing some Evanescence.
Look at you. Jumping off the big ship here.
It was very scary. Right. But because I started at such a young age, I got over with a little bit of stage fright when I started. And then I saw Green Day at the age of 10. My dad took me to all the Green Day shows.
Cool dad.
Yeah, amazing.
Nothing better than having dad, man. Yeah.
But after I saw that show, I was like, well, these guys can make this a living, so why can't I? So I started playing with the voice, seeing what I could do and what sounded good and what didn't. And because of this band, I've been able to find more of my voice than I've ever been able to find before. So if you got a passion, it's going to speak up loud to you. You're not going to be able to do anything but that. Right. So.
And fabulous work on the guitar, Jake.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Fabulous work. When did you pick up the guitar for the first time? And is it the only instrument you play?
I'm a keys guy first, really. Ooh. But, started like singing and writing songs and realized, I think sometime high school, college, like, I'm a good singer. I don't know if I'm a great singer, and I certainly don't have a signature voice. No one really needs a singer. You know what I mean? They never need one. But people need people to play behind them.
Right.
So I got really good at playing behind singers and singing behind other singers.
Right.
So I feel like the way that I play, obviously, when we put on a show, it's like there's flashy parts and stuff at different moments in the gig. But I'm here to support the song, which she's singing. So it's almost like it would almost, I probably couldn't play you or sing you any of my parts if she wasn't singing.
Right.
Because it's just got to fall in line with that. Guitar started in like 12 or 13 or something.
All right. And as a keyboardist, you learned piano first time, I'm guessing?
Yeah, I took piano. My parents forced me to piano lessons. thank goodness for that. And then
I don't want to go awesome. To Mrs. Gruber's house again.
I know. I didn't want to do it.
She smells funny.
Mrs. Gruber.
Oh, I'm so thankful for all of my Mrs. Gruber. So yeah, keys.
My alias.
Keys. And then I still think guitars are so cool looking. Right. Yeah. So right. When I, you know. It was a classic.
Good with a guitar.
Thanks. Yeah. I feel way more comfortable playing than I do just not. Like, right. I don't know what to do with my hands.
Right. And Rob on the drums?
Yeah, yeah.
Talk to me.
Oh, what about it?
Were you the loud kid that your parents had to keep yelling up the stairs? Shut the hell up! Those are my good pots and pans!
No, actually, I used to play drums. My dad would fall asleep behind the drums watching.
Wow.
Me.
All right.
He'd be just laying there with headphones on, and he'd have this little chair. And we had a basement, and I would just be playing for hours, and I'd turn around, and he'd still be there, but like sleeping,
right?
Because he had just fallen asleep watching me. Mm. I grew up in a kind of like, I wouldn't say poor family. We just didn't have a lot,
right?
But that one thing that they did support, no matter what, was music. And when I decided I want drums, my dad later that week went out and bought me a snare. You know, like
there you go.
He's like, here's a snare drum. And he said, if you can't play the snare, then you can't play the drums. So until you start learning how to play your rudiments and stuff like this, if you can't tap on this snare drum and play to this song, then I'm not going to buy you a drum set.
Right.
So sure enough, I grabbed every piece of music I could get my hands on and played. I flunked out of high school band, that's for sure. My band director was so mad, too. God bless his heart. He legit was like, you are so talented. And you're so lazy. And I was like, you know what? I just don't like the music that we were playing. At that time, you know?
Right.
I ended up going to school for music. But, yeah, I would just pretty much sit there and not hit my parts.
By the way,
asleep.
I've never heard you say that about the drum, about, like, if you can't play the snare, then you can't play the whole kit. Or at least if you I forgot about it. Like, that really checks out. Right. I've worked with a lot of drummers. Like, he is so melodic.
So
and in addition to being, like, in the pocket and he can play anything, and we geek out on, like, jazz and on rock and classical music, all sorts of. But, like, he's so melodic. And I feel like, as a non-drummer, that what you just said about if you can't play this one thing, you can't play the whole kit, man, that really checks out for the way that he plays.
Strikes home. Good stuff.
I mean, it was like
take some money out of petty cash for that
right?
stuff.
Right?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
I challenged myself for like a couple years in college to and I've told Jake this story, to play lefty for almost a full year. Switch to kit lefty and play left foot and play completely crossed over, and then dropping random drums and stuff to just if like play the kit. Just to like my dad's approach, like if I can play with a big kit, I should be able to play with a small kit.
Mm, right.
Whether it's just a kick, snare, and hi-hat, or, you know, like that's 20 true. Cymbals and 20 drums. Like, it doesn't matter. It's right. like...
How did the three of you find each other?
Yeah.
Oh, it's such a fun story. I'll try to condense it because it's pretty long. But
you have 20 seconds.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. I swear, I'm just kidding. I
speed.
I started the Foxys in like 2014, 2015 in Arizona. Right. But it was a solo project at the time. And I always knew that I wanted to have a band, but I just didn't know where they were.
Right.
And I was in Phoenix for 2 years. I got a chance to go to Nashville because this manager at the time, Charles Vergara, who is our manager now, he is right there. I sent him my EP, and he was like, hey, you got a show in Nashville coming up? And I was like, yeah, I'll get you back with details at the end of the week.
Right.
I didn't have a show in Nashville. I didn't have a band. I didn't know what I was doing. But I hit up a friend of mine that I used to play with in Charlotte. And he helped me put a band together for the day. We played a show. And then I ended up traveling to Nashville a lot. And then through that friend, I met him. And then he just never left.
She's pointing at Jake.
Yes, Jake. Sorry.
It's okay.
Jake.
The radio.
Met Jake. It's okay. And then Rob came shortly after, and it's just been the three musketeers ever since.
And it's benefiting us, the
Thank
listening
you.
Audience. I'm telling you, this is the great collaboration. You don't often find chemistry like this.
Thank you.
That does so well in the live room as well as here. Mm.
Well, she forgot one key factor here. Jake and
what
I saw her play.
Oh.
Before we were in the band. So it's
I never saw a show, but
okay, well,
but, yeah.
That's how I did. And I mean, we just knew when we saw her perform in general. You may have been in the band and saw it and you're like, I need to be here, cuz I don't think either of us came to Nashville with the approach of being in a band. You know, my thought was I'm going to go and be, you know, a touring musician for some artist.
Right.
And then I saw them play and I was like, I need to be in that band, because it was just
That is true. Unreal. He sat me down and he was like, yo, the drummer who's filling in for you right now, no. I want to play for you.
Love that.
It was great. I respect that confidence so much, and it's just been great.
Excellent. I'm going to ask you, before I ask you about tomorrow, I want to ask you about the new single out that we heard for the first time here. No Better.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that.
No Better is actually one of the latest songs we wrote. We wrote it about, honestly, 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's
We didn't even know it was going to be the next single. We actually had another one that was going to be first, and then we just heard No Better, and we were like, this sounds like a summer bop, so let's just do it.
Right.
But it's basically about, like, yes, you're in an adult body. You are an adult, but you still feel like such a kid.
Right.
It's like it kind of goes with the industry that we're in.
Right.
You know, the first line in the chorus is, "Any day now, I could find a simple kind of life." But it's basically like, if I chose anything else, yeah, it'd be simple and it'd be chill, but I wouldn't be living the life that I want. So.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Big
and
kid.
What a great choice for releasing that. Whatever the other one was, it wasn't the right time, as you had said
exactly,
before.
Exactly.
Right. Still a great song, but just not the right time.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that.
Thank you.
I love that. I'm going to use that in my life. So what can we expect tomorrow when we see you at Beach Life Festival? What do we got planned for the audience?
Bueller.
Well, it's funny. It's going to be a different approach in view to, since it's an acoustic stage.
Right.
It's supposed to be kind of like that MTV Unplugged vibe.
Right. Which is a great vibe.
We're going to bring this, but with more juice. You know, we're going to take that acoustic and give it that little punch. You know,
and storytelling too.
Yeah.
A lot of that as well.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're definitely going to kind of break down songs and do something we're not really used to doing in a live show, because we try to make it so musical. And tomorrow we're going to take the opportunity to do what we just did and discuss the songs.
Yeah. Right.
You know? I love that. Yeah. I love that. The audience is just going to flip over you guys.
Aww,
they're just absolutely going to flip over you.
Thank you.
So if the audience wanted to find your music or your swag or whatever at the place that benefits the band the most, where would they go?
I mean, I would say our Instagram at the moment, at the Foxies.
Okay.
That's Foxies. Yeah. But on, we have a website, thefoxiesband.com.
Okay.
Yep.
And
you stream it everywhere.
Yeah, you can stream it literally like any platform that you listen to music. So
okay. All right.
We have merch on the merch store. Some that we don't even print. The CDs are on there, and again, the record will be out sometime in the fall.
Okay.
So, the deluxe album?
Yeah, the deluxe album.
Oh,
so we're going to be putting out a record, final version of it. Yes.
All right. And you got to reach out to me as soon as that happens. Please reach out.
Yeah, definitely will.
And when will we see you out west again?
Oh, man. Probably, I would say the fall, honestly.
Right.
Yeah, the fall, it seems like it will be in Europe in June.
All right.
So,
fall
time, we should come out and come see you.
I got family in Europe. I'll hook you up when you're out there. We'll at least feed you for an evening or two, right?
I love food.
Yeah, all right. That's what they'll do. They'll cook.
Thank you.
They'll cook.
I love that. Thank you.
All right. They are tomorrow at the Beach Life Festival in Redondo Beach. We had the good fortune of having them right here in studio with us, the Foxies, Julia, Jake, and Rob. Thank you so very much for being here.
Ed, thank you
for having
me. It's been amazing.
Love this. We'll talk to you later, all right? 11:09 the time. It's the Mornings with Ed Show.
The Laguna Beach County Water District applauds our residents.